Lord God, your mercies are new every morning. We take this moment to just reflect on your faithfulness, to join with nature in your praises, God, in giving glory to you.
Faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the rain may grow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart turn that you speak of. Setting safe, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. God, from age to age, though the earth may pass away, same. History can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the suns may come and the winds may blow, I remain steadfast and let my heart learn when you speak a word. Faithfulness to me. say my will praise your name.
From the
rising sun to the setting, say my will praise your name.
One more time.
From the rising sun to the setting, say my will praise your name.
Great is your faithfulness to me.
Great is your faithfulness to me.
Psalm 145, verses 17 through 21 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever." So, Lord, we just declare in this moment that you are righteous, that you are holy, that you are worthy. You have laid the foundations of the earth and the universe. You have formed our innermost beings. You have directed our paths. And you, Jesus, were the only one worthy to take upon our sins and overcome them. And so we will praise you, Lord God, for all that you have done and for all that you are. We acknowledge that your mercies are new every morning. And so we fix our eyes on you today, Jesus, asking that you would open our eyes because there is more of you to know. Align our hearts with yours. Search us, Jesus, and transform us as we praise you. Amen.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live. In the freedom you died for, and now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Your name.
Majestic glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise.
Just take a moment to just personally offer up praises to the Lord, however your heart feels led.
Thank you, Lord, for the comfort in knowing that whatever happens, you're always there with me, you're always there with us. And knowing that means the world to me. No matter what I do, you're there to make it right.
Yes, Jesus, we fully believe that you are worthy of all of our praises. You are glorious. You are majestic and holy. You are perfect, Lord, set apart, so far beyond anything that our minds can even wrap around. And so we praise you because of that. And Lord, we hunger and thirst for righteousness. We desire to know you more. You're all we want. And so as we turn to your word this morning, we ask that you would speak to us, Lord, by your Spirit, that you would help us to grow in our understanding of who you are, and that you would draw us nearer to you. So, Lord, would you bless the message this morning and prepare our hearts to receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I think we'll just miss the kids for children's church now.
Might be better if you can hear me.